This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And if I'm crazy, please call in at 888-957-9570 and let me know why I am insane.
Now back to the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap on 95.7 The Game.
I clicked the wrong thing.
I mean, I think that still works. That was Evan Ginnings there. But Sam Lubman, Dan Devone here on the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap. That voice you keep hearing in the background is that of Steven Rizzotto, pusher of buttons. Swinger of golf clubs.
Steve Rizzotto a brutal swing, bro.
He swung his first golf club ever the other day.
And no, that was actually a few years old. That video is a few years old.
Okay, so that was when you were like seven?
Six.
Yeah, there you go. Better than Charles Barkley. Zach Green, he's producing today.
Well, that's who you need to talk to. Yeah. Just turn to your right and have that young man, Zach Green, impart some knowledge when it comes to hitting a golf ball.
Who's your pride? The king of Assembly Hall. Zach, why are the Giants so bad right now? I'm going to put you on the spot. I want the full rundown of why the Giants are bad.
Bob Melvin.
I like how that was shorter than your final thought the other day.
Yeah, that was a huge final thought.
We do our Xfinity Fast Five on the morning roast, Dan, at the end of every show. And on Monday, Zach's filling in for Carter. And so we get to our final thoughts. And, you know, Zach goes last with like 13 seconds left in the show. And he's like, I'm going to read off the name of every college football player ever to exist, starting with General Booty. And then he just went off the list of every single college football player ever. It's like, bro, we got to go. But love the energy there. So,
well, I got something for you. Why has Indiana football, granted, it's a basketball, I get it, it's Hoosier Hoops, but can they never just be relevant ever? Like in the what was formerly the Big Ten, like I cannot recall of an Indiana football team that's ever been something that I can, you know, think was, well, they were pretty good that year. Like, what's going on over there, Zach?
I mean, you know, we made the college football playoffs this past year, and we're ranked 20th in the AP
you
poll.
Know what? That's right. And, I walked right into that. Okay, aside from
so
this
when
year.
Was Indiana relevant? Right now, which is the best time to be relevant. Wish Miami was relevant.
Jeez, set you up, buddy. Talk about the golf analogy. Just put my head on a tee right there, didn't I?
Curtis Rourke, man. Future Niner legend. Could be back up Brock Purdy for a little while.
I got a question.
Possibly.
For you.
Well, really quick, speaking of the Niners, since we just mentioned them here, they are playing today at 1 o'clock down at Allegiant preseason. Week two against the Oakland Las Vegas Raiders, Pete Carroll's Las Vegas Raiders, Tom Brady's Las Vegas Raiders. And then after that game, flip on 95.7 The Game for 49ers overtime with Mark Grandy. I believe Grandy is doing our post game show this evening. So make sure you are locked in with that. We will have all sorts of Niner takes to talk about after the preseason game today. And one last little bit of housekeeping. How about them Valkyries? Dan, I don't know if you've been watching the Valkyries at all. 90-59 winners over the Chicago Sky last night. 18 wins for the Valkyries. They're 18-5, seventh place in the WNBA standings. the most wins ever for a WNBA expansion franchise team. They are on a serious playoff push right now. So, yeah, shout out to the Valks, and shout out to Mark Grandy and the Red and Gold Overtime Show.
And a shout out to North Beach. So as I walk to work, I walk through North Beach, and maybe this is what every San Francisco Giant frustrated fan needs to do today. So there's a festival, as they often happen this time of the year in the summer. This isn't the North Beach Festival, but rather this is a festival that's going off today, and it's right in front of the church. I believe it's on the end of Franklin Street, right off of Columbus. And as I was passing by, they have the whole two-block sort of area shut down, and it's just simply a beer, pizza, bagel festival.
Hell yeah.
Enough said. Beer.
So where's this at?
Pizza, bagel, festival. Right in North Beach. Right in the heart of North Beach. What else do you need?
Do we just go Fox Sports here at 10:08 and mosey our way over to the beer, pizza, and bagel festival?
I'm
right
just
now?
Saying, what else do you, if you're having a festival, that's all. And for baseball fans and Giant fans, thank you, Pasta. It's just, you know, if you're looking for a remedy, just throw down some good pie, a good bagel, and wash it down with a beer, and you're good to go.
It's a lot of bread.
A lot of carbs.
Yeah.
A lot of carbs.
You need to walk it off a little bit afterwards.
Well, I think you got to, it's an
either. Oh, yeah, then you throw the beer on top of that. Oh,
it's an either or. I think you either do the bagel or a pizza.
No, if you're a bagel and pizza, don't you just skip the middleman, just go to pizza bagels at that point?
Well, there's no such thing. Come on.
There's totally such thing.
I know
pizza
there
bagel.
Is, but help me here, risotto as being the only other sort of paisan in the room today.
I'm sort of Italian.
Pizza
Italian
bagel?
On my grandma's side.
Are you really?
Yeah. Rest in peace, Grandma Dot.
I don't know if I can endorse the pizza bagel. I think you gotta pick a lane.
I'm a child of the 90s, so the pizza bagel is absolutely a real thing.
Yeah, right. Pass on the pizza bagel. Thank but you. But I'm all in on North Beach. That's all in. My parents got married at St. Peter's and Paul's.
It's right in front of St. Peter's and Paul's. Literally right in front of St. Peter's and Paul today.
Pretty cool.
Gio
right.
and Carlos.
Zach, pizza bagels here. Break the tie here. Pizza bagel, you in or out?
In.
There we go.
1,000%.
All right, there, we win. 2-2.
Where's your best slice? See, people don't do slices in San Francisco, but if you had to, do you have one?
I mean, I have a go-to pizza spot. I mean, I'm all in on my people at Pinky's out in Walnut Creek.
Okay, shout out
Pinky's.
There.
Skipolini's another one that's out in Walnut Creek. I do that. I mean, I grew up in Walnut Creek, so any pizza place.
Gotcha.
Any pizza place that isn't extreme pizza, I'll probably roll with
it. Well,
I'm
hoping Golden Boys is part of today's festivities. Okay. Golden Boys, which is entrenched right there in North Beach.
Tony's owns North Beach, Dan.
Tony's is, I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Tony's is a little bit sort of like, it's too new for me.
I don't know.
I really don't.
How about Golden Collars? You want some Golden Collars? Because I got a Golden Collar right here. His name's Mitch. He's been in New Jersey, and I've let him out and hold for far too long. Mitch, the floor is yours. What's going on with this team, man?
He's
you're on the wrap.
Corn, Sam, Dan. And I forgot the producer's name, but Indiana has a good quarterback, Fernando Mendoza. He's going to be a top 10 draft choice.
Former Cal quarterback, Fernando Mendoza.
Yeah, from Cal. I mean, had Cal let him go, but I guess the thing now, it's in style to transfer multiple times. You got to give Arch Manning credit. He's sticking around because he's probably going to be the top pick next year's draft. You know you're in trouble from the Giants when Dominic Smith is your cleanup hitter. I don't know why you put your best guy at second or first. I see Adams is batting third, but we need to get another one or two power hitters in the lineup. I remember the days of Cepeda, McCovey, and Willie Mays. And they were bat 3, 4, and 5. Then there's Lito stuff. Shohei Ohtani batting first. Aaron Judge, almost a Giant. Samson was a Giant. I mean, he's a Giant in his own right. Batting second. Is he supposed to bunt the leadoff guy over? It's just ridiculous. The guy, it's not the manager's fault. We're lucky that Colorado's in a division. We'll be fighting for a fifth place. Someone has to tell the manager. Yeah, I go up, not down.
So, Mitch, how are we feeling on Bob Melvin these days, Mitch?
The green thumb's around here, so that explains the noise. I apologize for that.
All good? But, yeah, so how are we feeling on Bob Melvin right now?
I think the whole of I like him. You got to keep for next year. You just got this this off-season. Just going to start now. See what you got in your minors as much as you can. I see... Right field. Gilbert, he's not doing well. McRae, Nothing to rave about it either. I want to see what Miners got. Season is over. Sorry to say. Forget about the wild card. Actually, it's too top-heavy. I think maybe there's a fourth guy running for the wild card, but it's not the same as the Giants.
Yeah, thank you for the call there, Mitch. Again, as we're at Mitch, New Jersey there, 888-957-9570 is the number to call. You can also text us on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line as we're talking about just how it got so bad with the Giants this year and what frustrates you the most about how it's gotten this bad. And we had Dave Fleming join us on the Morning Roast earlier this week, and he talked about how this team is just, it's lost their enthusiasm. He really just painted a bleak picture of where this team was at. This is Wednesday morning before the Giants got shellacked 11-1 against the Padres. And he talks about the lack of enthusiasm. Here's what he had to say about that.
I do think there is an element of this team that is prideful. They're veteran. They've been around. They have big expectations of themselves, and they've watched this thing sort of slip away. And I'm not saying the season is over, but I think the body language and the energy level would definitely say this is a group that has lost some of their enthusiasm, not because they don't want it, but because they realize the math right now. And that sucks. I mean, it does. No, nobody wants that. And Elliot, that was perfect from Elliot. That is exactly the way everybody's feeling. Like, who knows what to say about this? Everybody's underperforming. How do you explain that? How do you explain that, like, a bunch of guys who have big league talent and track records are all struggling? I don't know how you explain that. I don't know that there is an easy explanation, but that's the reality right now.
And it's just every single loss, every single bad play, every single bad break, every single ball four that's actually strike three, it is just eroding away at the morale of this team. And you can feel it when you're around them. It's just, it's they're not having fun at work right now, which you're supposed to do that. It's still baseball. Steve, again, you were there. You went down the clubhouse Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night. What was that clubhouse like when you were in there during those Padres games?
It was just very bleak. I mean, it was just guys that were pissed off, but it was a level of pissed off combined with a level of just dumbfounded. Like, nobody knew what the answer was. Nobody knew, you know, what to point to. And I think you're hearing it in a lot of these cuts. Just it's just kind of mind-boggling that this has happened. And I think it's not like anybody's really blaming anybody other than themselves. And this isn't a situation where Bob Melvin has lost the clubhouse. I think these players have just kind of lost themselves. I don't think it's anything more than that. I mean, they're tripping over themselves every single night. And it's the same story. And I think I told you this, Sam. Bob Melvin's like throwing his hands up and shaking his head during the post game. And I'm like, did he do that on Sunday or Monday or both?
All these answers are starting.
Yeah. All the answers are starting to look the same. I'm like, was it Sunday night that he talked about not delivering for the fans, or was that Tuesday night? And it could have been both.
Honestly, he's given the same answer almost every single time here in these games. But no, that's interesting, though. You think that he hasn't lost the clubhouse, but it just, the spark is not there with this team right now, Dan.
Yeah, and you can clearly see it. They're dispirited. And think about the body language of this team when they were playing well in the beginning of the season, and Willy Adames was going Derek Jeter on the front step of the dugout, mm-hmm, and taking the helmet off of players and everybody. You could just see the energy. It was palpable to where they're at today. It's two entirely different clubs. I'll just go right back to, this is baseball. As general and as sort of nondescript as that answer is, but it's very similar to the other end of the spectrum back in 2021, that when they inexplicably won 106 games and won the division over that of the Los Angeles Dodgers, with whom? Jeff Tauchman?
Michael Tauchman.
Michael Tauchman, it was...
The Gabe Kapler effect.
It was baseball, and the gods decided, for whatever reason, let's just have every button that Farhan and Gabe Kapler push come up smelling roses. Pinch hit home run here, pinch hit home run there. Everybody has career years, and guess what? You win the division. And on the other end of the spectrum, sometimes baseball does this, and you look at it and you want answers. We all want to blame somebody. It's what we do on podcasts. It's what we do on YouTube. It's what we do on shows like this. But I'm sorry, man. It's just sometimes this is what happens when you sign up to play this crazy sport.
I mean, if you really want to get like really stupid about it, because that's what I do. I like to get stupid about these kind of things. They do go on the road next week. They got 4 in San Diego, 3 in Milwaukee. They are hitting well on the road. Like, how ridiculous would it be if they went like 5-2 on this next
road
trip?
Not at all.
Yeah. And then here's the thing. Then you got 3 against the Cubs at home when you come back, and then 3 against the Orioles that last weekend of August. By the way, that Friday night game against the Orioles, the Pokemon Go drone show after that one.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Definitely getting in on that one. I know I'm serious. I actually do want to see that. But your September slate, at the Rockies, at the Cardinals, versus the Diamondbacks, versus the Dodgers, at the Diamondbacks, at the Dodgers, versus the Cardinals, versus the Rockies. Take out those 7 Dodger games, and those are a lot of very winnable baseball games. And it's like, I feel like I'm Hawkeye now. You know, don't do that. Don't give me hope. But, you know, so you can, like, convince yourself that there's, like, a path there for the Giants.
Oh, there's a path.
No, there isn't. But, like...
No, but see, this is where you and I probably differ from, I'd say, 85-90% of the callers out there or the audience. And it's not, I don't play the schedule game because it has nothing to do with the opponents right
now.
By
the way, again, we're talking about, you know, bad teams, Diamondbacks, Rockies, Cardinals. This is talking about the same Giants team that, you know, is getting bodied by the Marlins, the White Sox, and the
that's
Pirates.
That's why it has nothing to
that's
do.
That's why, there is no path.
The opponents have nothing to do with this. They do to a certain degree, obviously, because you got to beat the other team in the other dugout. But if you take care of your own house, if you begin to play up to your potential, just these are bona fide major leaguers. Matt Chapman is a proven baseball player who can do this. So is Willie Adames.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like Casey Schmidt. He's been one of their best players over the last month over there at second base. I think he solidified what has been clearly one of the question marks on the infield. Devers at first, and Dom Smith is a little weird defensively, but it's Rafi Devers at the end of the day. And I'll take it, Elliot Ramos and a Jung-Hoo Lee and whoever it is that they're putting out in right field, and Patrick Bailey. And with the pitching being what it has been, I still think that the door is ajar, believe it or not. And it has nothing to do with what it is that you just laid out, that being the schedule. If the Giants just take care and eat what's on their plate and take care of what's in-house, they'll be fine. They can beat anybody. This isn't about the opponent. It's about them taking care of what's possible, right? Like, this is just play to your potential. Like, this is all within your realm. One thing I do want to touch on, because this has flared up over the last couple of weeks, and, you know, it happens from time to time. So the numbers that you just underlined and illustrated about how well they're playing on the road, and offensively much better. The idea of moving the fences in at Oracle, where are you at?
Which has been done already before. Now, I'm not blaming the ballpark on this one at all. Again, the ballpark is a factor. You know, like, there's going to be those nights, and I was explaining this to Steven Rizzotto on the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast, episode 143, available right now wherever you listen to podcasts. Like, the ballpark is a factor in that, yeah, there's times where you're going to just crush a ball 364 feet, but you did it to the 365 part of the ballpark. There's going to be a time where you just, you know, absolutely rip one off your bat, but unfortunately you did it at 745 on a Tuesday night while the fog's rolling in and the wind just pushed it down. Those are the factors. The ballpark, and I want to hear you're gonna hear Dave Fleming on this in a little bit. The ballpark is not the reason why Elliot Ramos is hitting 367 on the road over the last month and 197 at home in that same span. The ballpark is not the reason why Rafi Devers struck out 4 times last night for, I believe, the 8th or 9th time in his career. There's no amount of ballpark dimensions or weather or wind was causing that. You know, it's not the ballpark causing Willie Adames to hit 193, to start 1 of 22 on this homestand. It goes beyond that. Here's Dave Fleming on why the ballpark is not the issue.
This is not the ballpark's big, the weather's cold, the weather's been good, the ball's been carrying. The Nationals had 17 hits on Sunday. The Padres are hitting home runs. This is not, you can't blame the ballpark for this, but they've had 13 games, they've lost 12 of them, and they've scored 23 total runs in those games. You cannot win. I don't care how good your pitching staff is. You can't win like that. And that takes away that, and that explains everything. All the enthusiasm, the professionalism, the fight, it just saps it. It just does.
Yeah. So I'm not putting it on the ballpark. There is probably a mental component to this as well for this team, but no, I'm not giving the ballpark is an issue on this one. 888-957-9570 is the number.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Number. Got a couple calls here. Oh, heck yes. Jan in Mountain View.
Oh, heck yes.
Well, Jan, you're on the wrap. What do you got for us? What's wrong with the Giants right now?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm getting a little tired of Ramos leading off and striking out too much. They should switch it around and see who can do better. Like, John Lee was in that position at the beginning of the year, I believe, mm-hmm. and maybe try somebody else, because we need to get, you know, we need to, you know, keep the lead going and stop striking out. And for heaven's sakes, Bailey, you know, last night in the eighth inning, I mean, he could have, you know, moved that runner around again, you know, advance the runner. And, you know, it just gets to be, you know, really fatigue, you know, looking at this team like they're not, you know, they're not really, you know, trying to win, even though they're, you know, they feel like they don't want the fans, you know, they feel the fans, you know, and they appreciate them coming to the ballpark. But, you know, heaven's sakes, what are you doing? You know, try to win. Like, what's that saying? You know, We're here to win, you know?
You play to win the game.
To win the game. Thank you.
Oh, Jan, thank you. What are you doing for the rest of your Saturday, Jan?
I'm sorry, what?
What are you doing with the rest of your Saturday?
Well, I'm going to watch maybe the pregame of the Raider 49er game, and I'll see whether or not I feel up to it this evening to watch the Giants. This Tampa Bay team, they're stealing bases and they're getting on base and they're doing the things that the Giants aren't doing. And, it's really kind of frustrating to watch, but, there's still, 40 games left in the season, and what they should be doing now is who's better to bring on this team next year instead of, worrying about where we are in the standings, because it's too late, I think. Your better chance was back in June when you before you acquired Devers, and then you kind of, lost it. I don't know what the problem is, but, they need to wake up and get their bats going.
Thank you very much for the call, Jan. Have a great rest of your Saturday.
That's what she's doing today.
There she goes. She's locked in. That's a tier one fan right there.
Stop striking out. Advance the runner. Gee whiz.
Honestly, that's the message to just be playing on a loop inside the Giants clubhouse.
I like it when
bring it on, man.
When she's like, what's the saying? And then she just made something up.
technically anything is a saying, really, Sean in Petaluma, I know he's got some good sayings. Sean, what's going on, man? You're on the wrap. What's going on with the Giants here, man?
Oh, heck yeah. That was my Jan voice.
Not a bad Jan.
I just want to say, the Giants are in shambles, man. It feels, we're like soulless, dude. We don't have a staple. We don't have anybody that is the guy. And I think that's where it starts. I mean, honestly, we don't have anybody that's hitting over 240 or 250. I mean, we have no consistency. And until we have that, we got nothing. And honestly, I'm out. I'm out on Bob Melvin. I don't know what is going to be next, but, we got to get something else. Thanks, guys.
I'm out.
Appreciate the call there, Sean. That was Sean in Petaluma. 888-957-9570 is the number. Jessica, I see you on hold. We'll get you on the other side. What's going on with the Giants? Why did it get this bad? How did it get to this point? And then also, on the other side, I want to dive into the big three on this team. Matt Chapman, Willie Adames, Rafi Devers. Dan, I want to throw a question at you. We're going to do a bit of a thinking exercise just for fun here. And then I want to talk about the impact that Matt Chapman's injury is going to have on this team. All that and more on the other side. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Hit high and deep into center field. On the move is Mangum. At the wall. Out of here.
Now back to the best Giants talk in the Bay. The Orange and Black Weekend Wrap on 95.7. The Game.
Oh, heck yes. Bring it on, man.
Well, that was Dwayne Kuiper, Mike Kruko on the call for NBC Sportsnet Bay Area last night. Giants falling to the Tampa Bay Rays 7-6 last night. Landon Roop made his return last night, went 3 innings, 5 runs. 5 strikeouts, did give up the home run to Junior Caminero, but it was good to see Landon Roop back last night, and he has been one of the few bright spots for the Giants over the last couple months here as they have slowly descended into madness, taking us as Giants fans with them. Landon Roop has been kind of the beacon of hope, so to speak, for Giants fans, and so it was great to see him last night. Definitely was, still, I think, shaking some rust off. He had only one rehab start, which I know maybe you could have given him 2 rehab starts, but they really wanted to get him back on the field last night. Threw about 66 pitches, and I think, he started to kind of wear down a little bit. But overall, I'm liking what I'm seeing from Landon Roop this year. He is one of those guys that makes me feel good about, not so much this year. Nothing really makes me feel good about this year. But he does. He is one of the guys that makes me feel good about what this team could be capable of doing next year, especially with Robbie Ray coming back. I know a lot of Giants fans, probably in hindsight, wish the Giants had moved off of Robbie Ray to be, you know, at the trade deadline rather than try and make this feeble attempt to compete for a playoff spot. But when you look at this rotation of Logan Webb, Robbie Ray, and Landon Roop as your top three next year, you know, hopefully you can get something more out of Carson Wisenhunt. Hopefully Hayden Birdsong can relearn how to throw strikes. But you still are seeing, as we kind of try to figure out what next year is going to look like, you're seeing where Landon Roop's going to fit in with that. And again, Dan, as we're looking for positives down the stretch here, Landon Roop is one of those guys who I think Giants fans the rest of this year can kind of embrace and be like, on days you're on the mound, I'm going to let myself feel good.
Well, I'd like to see how he finishes, because he was good pre-injury. He was not good last night, but a lot of that I think could be attributed to rust. I'm really curious how he finishes the season. And then I think you get that positive momentum going in to next year, because I think we have to keep in mind that he's never done this for a full season. He's never pitched this many innings ever in his professional career. So I'll be curious if he's the same Landon Roop that we saw in the beginning of the season towards the latter part, then you're on to something. But I think, generally speaking, isn't this what we talked about, the worst case scenario with the Giants, that their pitching was so good for so long that it was keeping the Giants competitive, and you knew at some point there'd be a regression to the means, that Logan Webb would not be able to maintain this pace, that at some point Robbie Ray was actually going to lose a game, and that Landon Roop, we didn't know he'd get injured, but maybe at some point he was going to have some bad performances. And sure enough, that's what came to fruition. The problem being is that you thought the Giants, when that did finally happen, would be able to hit. Because the one thing we forewarned, we're like, well, the pitching's really good, and they haven't been able to hit. And what we're afraid of is that at some point the pitching is going to regress. And are they going to continue to hit like this? Because if they do, that is going to be a recipe for disaster. And guess what? That's exactly what's taking place.
Exactly what happened. Yep.
Robbie Ray suddenly is human. Logan Webb has run into some bad starts.
He has had his last four starts at home, I think he has a 7-something ERA in his last four home starts. He's pitched a lot better on the road, but it has been rough for the Giants ace of late.
And Roop obviously gets injured, and guess what? The hitting has been the hitting. It has not improved. In fact, I could even make the argument it's gotten worse. And as a result, you become a sub-500 baseball team.
And it's one thing leads to another. And again, it's just the bad breaks keep stacking up for the Giants too, which doesn't really help. And last night, the Giants got a couple more doozies to deal with. Obviously, there is the Casey Schmidt wrist contusion, as I believe is what it was called, after the game, so which is good. At least it's not a full-on break there from Casey. But on the same day that Matt Chapman went on the IL, to then lose your backup third baseman. Mm. And again, hopefully he can come back in just, you know, 3-4 days. He's day-to-day right now. If it lingers, they might have to put him on the injured list. So that's something to kind of monitor here over the next few days. Hopefully, you know, the wrist starts to get better. But then, yeah, losing Matt Chapman, though, that was a tough one. And it's been a rough go for Chapman ever since he came back from his hand injury. Again, he had the hand sprain, I believe it was. Had two or three different ligaments in that right hand of his. This was going back to June 8th, slid back into first base, injured his hand on the slide there on a pickoff throw, on a pickoff play. At the time, Dan, he was hitting .243 with a 2.5 war, which is tops on the Giants, with 12 home runs, 35 RBIs. He missed about a month of the season, came back on July 5th when the Giants were in Sacramento. He's hitting .290 since then with a 0.5 war. Does have 4 home runs, 18 RBIs. So the power has been like...
He's hitting .290, you said?
Sorry, .200. I was looking at his on-base percentage. His on-base percentage is .290, which, yikes. So yeah, he's hitting .200 since he returned. And Matt Chapman last night after the game talked to the media. And here's what he said about kind of just what he's going through with the hand injury right now.
I got two cortisone shots in my hand where the tears were, so just hoping that can give me some relief and help me, you know, get back on the field so I can, you know, help our team. It's the same as it was, I think June when I had the injury, you know. So when the injury happened, there's three, you know, the three tears that I had in my hand, but they're not going to like reattach on their own. It's something that has to kind of scar over, and there just hasn't been enough time for, you know, the scarring to kind of happen. So I've just been trying to, you know, push through it, do what I can.
So Matt, you mentioned push through it. Talk about what pushing through this injury has been like for you.
I think just from constantly playing, the inflammation and stuff just kind of kept going, and I couldn't get ahead of it. So we're hoping that this cortisone shot, and just let the cortisone settle in, and can kind of get me over the hump, and that way I can, you know, be productive and help the team win. You know, I am willing to, you know, push through anything for the, you know, for the team and try to help. It just these last few days, I really felt like I couldn't use my hand when I was swinging, and it just didn't feel right. So I was just, we got it looked at, decided to get the cortisone shot, just because if I'm not able to swing the bat, you know, I'm not going to be of very much help to the team. And I think that if I can get to a point where I can swing the bat pain-free, then obviously, you know, I'm going to be in there as soon as I can.
So again, Chapman's not a guy who's going to make excuses and say, you know, because of injury X, I'm having performance Y. But at the same time, Dan, he mentioned, you know, he can't really swing the bat with his hand. And let me look at my notes here. Tap, tap, tap. Yes, hands are very important when it comes to swinging a bat. And he just has not had that there. And I think it makes sense. He clearly rushed back from the injury. He knows that. He tried to push through it, which, again, I respect that. It's what, you know, you would want every athlete to do. But as a result, and this is when players push through injuries, there's a level of respect. But at the same time, it's like, I love what you're trying to do, but you're also hurting the team. And I think this week for Chapman, it just came to a point where the negatives of pushing through it, the negatives that came about because he was pushing through it, outweighed the potential positives that would come by trying to push through it. And so it was just inevitable the Giants had to make this move with Matt Chapman.
Yeah, and I think that, listen, players deal with injuries and play through pain. It's just part of what it is that you do at every sport, at every level. For Chapman, I think that it goes a long way in trying to explain why he's had such an off year offensively. I don't know. Was there a little bit of a misdiagnosis there on the part of the Giants? You know, their medical staff, I'm not, obviously, knives out. But
he did say that he got clearance from the doctors to return.
But it sounds as though he shouldn't have.
It's probably one of those things where, yeah, could you have waited? I think he wanted to come back for that Dodger series. He really wanted to be back on the field for that Dodger series right before the All-Star break. Because, again, you know, the Giants, they were hovering around the fringes of the top of the division at that time. This is back again in early June. Yeah. And, you know, there was, you know, it was June we got hurt. And then, you know, July when he came back, you had Rafi Devers at that time. And I think there was just a desire for him just... The dude's a ball player. Like I will say, the dude is a down and dirty red ass ball player.
Yeah, but getting back to the medical staff, if that's Rick Celebrini, who you know is a red ass with the Warriors, do you think that Steph Curry says, well, it's the Dodgers or it's the Lakers, I need to come back? No, everything's on Celebrini's.
No, that is true. There is a level of, you know, the doctors having to kind of put their foot down and say, no, not today. But again, he said, yo, he got clearance from the doctors to return. They felt like he thought it was good enough to where, you know, he could come back and play through it. I believe I remember talking to him afterwards. I don't think he'd ever had an injury like this take place. So he was kind of in a new territory there on his own right. You know,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Could I shake a stick at a guy who wants to get back out in the field and help this team? And there is one thing I know about Matt Chapman is that he is committed to this team. But Dan, so before we went to the break, though, I teased a question. I'm going to throw it at you right now because the Giants, I'm curious where Giants fans feel about this core right now of Adames, Chapman, and Devers, because, you know, whether you like him or not, which is a great sell there, this is your Giants core, along with Elliot Ramos, along with Jung-Hoo Lee, at least for the foreseeable future. But right now, your core of this team, hitter-wise, is those big three, Devers, Adames, and Chapman. I also want to throw a fun little exercise out here. If you could get amnesty on one of those three, and by amnesty, I mean just take their contract, take their money, take their years, and just poof, make it disappear. It's not, you don't have to pay for it or anything like that. They could just off into the ether. Which of those three, Giants fans, 888-957-9570, if you could amnesty one of these three, I'm just kind of curious, which of those three would you choose? Dan?
Well, I know I sort of surprised you when I said this without hesitation. It's Rafi Devers.
Gone.
Really? It's Devers because of the contract. And that's just sort of where I am when it comes to free agency. And I've always maintained this. It's not that Devers is going to be a liability or he's not good. I think this has nothing to do with the way he's performed this year. By the way, did we ever find out if the Giants have the worst record in baseball since Devers was acquired? I'm curious to know whether I was right on that.
Did we ever figure that one out, Rizzo?
But I
yeah,
think
you're right.
They were worst record since Devers
worst
was acquired.
Worst record since the trade.
So
June 15th.
Rafi Devers will be, well, how come you didn't let me know sooner than that? When I'm right, you're like the last guy. But certainly when I'm wrong, you'll let the entire world know that that's not right, Dan, but you know, I come out with that nugget, that gem. They have the worst record since acquiring Rafael Devers, and it's like pulling teeth, you know, 4 hours later.
Congratulations, Dan. You were right.
Thank you. It's nice once in a while to get a you're right, Dan.
So I hate to ask this question. Are you one of those people who tries to link the Giants' struggles to Rafi Devers?
No. No,
okay,
no, no,
good.
Not at all. I just think it's a noteworthy. Not. I don't
think
it's.
I think that's coincidence. You know, if you're one of those people, I don't believe in coincidence.
No, it was like, all coming together. I mean, it was all headed in the wrong direction, and it just coincidentally happened to be when they get Devers. It's the contract, and I tell you, I spent some time in New York, and I talked about Juan Soto, who's got a $735 million deal, and Juan Soto right now is terrible. He's terrible, and the New York Mets, as a result, are terrible. Well, guess what? You're tied up to that guy for a long... I'm just not into, especially a guy that has a body type like that of a Rafi Devers. And I know that you need hitting, but when I got Bryce Eldridge, which I still think is unsolved. Everybody says, well, what are you going to do with Bryce Eldridge? Well,
from what I gather,
we'll figure it out.
From what I gather, the initial plan is they're going to be rotating them between DH and first base.
That doesn't sound That doesn't sound sustainable to me.
No, I don't. Again, that's the plan. Whether that changes and there's going to be a position change, that's just what I'm hearing now. That could change, but continue.
It's not the one area where I felt as though if I'm going to spend that much money, while we want Rafi's bat, certainly, it was not at first base. In retrospect, has nothing to do of how he's performed. It's the fact that you got. You know, it's a 10-year, $313 million deal for a guy that has not hit well in your home ballpark. And that's undisputable. We'll see how things go going forward. So when you talk about the big three, I'm just not in on long-term contracts. Again, I use the Milwaukee Brewers as the prototype. That's the thing that I think you should aim at, is getting good players that buy into a system that do everything well, and if you look back at the Giants historically, they've always been sort of void of the big free agent. When they won the World Series, it was more about the collective unit.
Agreed. Okay, yeah, I hear you on that one. Devers, I hear you on the years, and that is going to be a problem at some point. But the reason why it's not Devers for me is that this team needs a legitimate slugger in the middle of this lineup. Now, can he be your best slugger in this lineup? I don't know if that could be the case for him, but I do know that if he is the Giants' best hitter and they have the pitching that they know that they're capable of putting together, then I think that's a team that could hit enough with the good pitching and defense, if you have that, to be a successful team. Now, what I'm about to say here is going to undermine a lot of what I just said right here, because if I'm amnestying one of these three guys, it is probably Matt Chapman. And I know that sounds crazy to say because I was just, you know, saying so many great things about him. I like Chapman a lot. My concern about Matt Chapman, though, it has nothing to do really with his performance, his contract, his years, or his leadership or anything like that. Because I do think that, again, I don't see the leadership stuff from him in person, but I do know it's there. I see a little bit more from Willy Adames, which is why I like Willy on this team. The defense, obviously, it is top-notch. I know he's up there in errors this year, but Chapman, to me, he is in that. If he has a lot of errors in the same way that Brandon Crawford used to have a lot of errors, and that
he gets some more balls.
The plays that Matt Chapman makes errors on are plays that normal third basemen aren't even close to making. So that's what that is there. The thing with Chapman, though, that makes me worried for the next few years. I think this is year one of five of this extension. Is that correct, Steven Rizzotto?
That's correct.
Yes.
So he's got four more years of this, and he is a guy that he has to stay healthy. That's the issue here. And a couple years ago in Toronto, he had a down year that made me think, like, are his best years behind him? And I had some hesitation about the Giants going after Chapman at a time when everyone and their brother was waiting for a Chapman signing every day. Is any news on Chapman? Any news on Chapman? Any news on Chapman? Shout out Barry Abab, who had his inbox flooded with those questions during that offseason. But he had a down year in 2023 because after getting off to a great start in April, I remember we had, Buck Martinez, the broadcaster for the Blue Jays on. We had him on the morning roast that after the Chapman signing to ask him about Chapman's season. He's like, yeah, you know, he got off to a great start. I'm doing my Buck Martinez voice. He got to a great start last year, and then he had a finger injury, and then it all just went off the deep end. I'm paraphrasing there. But, and then you're kind of seeing it here with Chapman this season. He got off to a great start, gets hurt, and it can't seem to get back, you know, to that point where he's being productive again. And so I do have concerns for these next few years as he gets deeper and deeper into his 30s, Dan. And as I've learned in my 2.5 years as a 30-something-year-old, you know, the injury risk goes up the deeper into your 30s that you get, especially in the game of baseball. And there's a lot of, you know, riding on Matt Chapman. And so I do get concerned about his health and his body's ability to stay healthy the deeper into his contract here. So that's why I kind of have apprehension there. Rafi Devers, I'm willing to build this lineup around him and take whatever lumps that come down the line, because, you know, four or five years from now, when he starts to go off the deep end, in theory, you're going to have a lot of younger guys around him. They're going to offset that. So I'll go with that there. But yeah, with the Chapman, it's, you know, that's going to start to happen sooner rather than later with regards to him and his potential health related decline.
Well, I would say that Chapman does take care of himself. And I don't, when I think about the injury, especially this year, like to what it is that you're saying, usually you would say, oh, it's a lower extremity, or he's got issues with the knees, or there's always something chronic with players that are susceptible to injuries. To him, it's just sort of freak luck. What happened to him getting his hand jammed back into the base. And so I think that, you know, he's a guy that obviously takes care of himself, and I'm willing to bet on somebody like that going forward than I am when I look at the rotund one, Rafi Devers, who certainly has enjoyed life in his mid-20s, but does that translate to when you're on the hook for another 8 years and $260 million?
Well, he's be going to Camp Rafi next spring when they're down in Arizona. Him and Pablo Sandoval, I expect to be running up Camelback Mountain a few times a day.
But guys like Rafi, much like that of Babe Ruth and baseball players, it's almost as if, like, would you want a skinny, svelte Rafi Devers? He's not going to be the same guy.
I don't need him showing up with washboard abs or anything like that, but, like, I need you a little less doughy and round than you're at right now. You got to be able to eat. You look at a guy like Jock Peterson, I think this is the guy. That dude just, you know, was eating. That dude just eat himself large throughout the season. I mean, he ballooned up when he was with the Giants. And you saw his performance go in the tank as a result. I get there's some big dudes out there. We saw, again, Pablo Sandoval, I think, is a great example. There's big, and then there's too big.
Mm.
There you go, Bonte. Speaking of big time, Bonte doing pre and post game for the Giants. Pablo, when he was too big, like in 2010, that was no bueno. Pablo, when he was just big, like in 2009, you like to see that. So that's where I want to get there for off. I just want to make it clear, though, as we play this little fun little exercise here, I want to get these two in the back's answers as well. I don't want to get rid of any of these three. I do like this core. The one that does give me the most apprehension of these three right now for the future, it is Matt Chapman. I do want to go behind the glass, then we're going to go to the calls. If you could amnesty one of these three, who you guys on? Let's go with Steven first.
I'll go with Chapman, too. I think the health is a good explanation. Also, you know, when you think of, like, lowest upside out of the three, I think the lowest upside might be Matt Chapman. And it's still a pretty high upside. I like Chapman. Yeah. He was a guy last year. He was up there in the war leaderboards in the National League. And I just think in this trio, he has the lowest upside.
Zach, where are you at? Who are you amnestying?
Yeah, I mean, you asked me that in the morning, and I definitely thought about Chapman. But then I was like, okay, to Dan's point, like, I can see where he's coming from with Rafi, just simply because of Bryce Eldridge. Like, and I'm wondering about that.
That's
right?
Fair.
Like, where are you going to put him realistically, right?
Yeah.
So, but I mean, honestly, probably Chapman.
Okay.
Oh, God. Zach, that a boy at the end, you just crushed me.
What I really like here is none of us brought up Willy Adames, and I'm really happy about that. Good job, everybody. We didn't do that.
Well,
I like Willy.
What if we did this amnesty poll about 2 months ago?
Oh, it would have been Willy. I like Willy Adames. I like having him here on this team. You know what Willy
Adames... He's quietly got 19 jacks.
What I compare Willy Adames to... When I think the biggest role he's going to be for this team, because again, they rave about him on this team. I think he's a great influence on this team. And I do believe that, you know, the intangibles he brings do matter. But again, Larry Bear, he called him a culture carrier when he came on the station. And when I look at Willy Adames, I compare him to like when the Padres signed Eric Hosmer in like 2017, 18 or something like that. The Padres were still a few years away from contending again. And Eric Hosmer was probably on the back half of his career. And I don't think he was signed with the intent of being a foundational piece for the Padres going forward. What he was when you're bringing up a young team, you want professionals around your young guys, guys who have been through the ringer before, guys who have been there. And Eric Hosmer, even in his later years, was still a legit ball player who had been to the sport's highest mountain. He was a World Series champion, a two-time World Series player, and just a damn good ball player. Like, I had a lot of respect for Haas. That's a guy you want your young guys gravitating to. That's what I see with Willy Adames. He is a guy who the Giants brought him in because they want him to set a tone for the young guys coming up, whether it's Bryce Eldridge, whether it's going to be There's got to be another hitter I can think of. Whether it's going to be Jesus Rodriguez someday, whether it is going to be Drew Gilbert, whether it is going to be, you know, Iverson Arteaga down on the farm. Those are, Willy Adames is the kind that you want these young guys to gravitate to. And that's what I see him being kind of for the next few years. And now I know that doesn't thrill anybody in terms of him being a ball player, but I think two things can be true with regards to Willy Adames. He's never really going to truly live up to that $182 million contract, but I still think he'll have a positive time here in his career with the Giants. And I do think he will be a very good foundational piece. That said, he needs to be your third or fourth best player on the team.
I was going to say, it's all predicated on him hitting.
And so when the season started, he was probably the quote-unquote best player. Then you got Rafi Devers. Now he's your second best player. And then in theory, you would hope that Bryce Eldridge can knock him down to number three. Maybe you sign someone that can bump him down to number four someday. Then you're cooking with some hot grease. And so that's why I still kind of ride with Willy Adames for right now. I'm going to ride with Drew in San Jose on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. On the other side, we're going to take Drew's call. We're going to talk some more about why the Giants are just circling the drain of misery right now. How did we get to this point? And big night tonight. Sweetie is going to be performing the Giants game tonight. I'm going to see if Dan knows anything about Sweetie, because why not? We'll do that on the other side. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.